Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. What happens to your business if you can't work? So one of my goals for the new year is to get my family's estate in order. I'm super embarrassed to admit this, but our will was created like when my son, who's now 9, was a baby. And it has not been updated. So we've accumulated a lot more assets, a lot more wealth, a lot more children in the time being. And one of the things that I've had to think about in creating this estate plan is what happens to my business if I can't work? So whether that means I actually am deceased, or what happens if I'm incapacitated? Like, what happens if I can't work for 8 weeks or even 8 months? Who will step in? What's the plan? You know, does somebody else even know how to keep things running? How are things set up? What are the systems and processes in my business that only I know? What's the knowledge that only I have? And how can I document this in a way to set my family up for success in the unfortunate event that I'm not able to work for a period of time? Like, if you weren't able to step foot in your gym for 6 months, who will run the gym for you? Your family's time and attention is probably going to be on getting you better and not on making sure that this business that you've spent your life building lives on. Kind of a morbid conversation for today, something I'm personally thinking about, and I'd urge you to think about what will happen if you can't work.